And the Seattle area is getting more expensive these days, so people are finding new ways to adapt, like moving farther away for affordable housing. But what happens when you still need to work in the city, say at a hospital in Seattle's core? KUOW's Carolyn Adolph with our Region of Boom team went to find out.
We each strike a bargain with the places where we live and work. Eileen Donaher's bargain involves two small children and a baby.
I can't hold both you and Liam at the same time.
A house in the suburb of Snohomish, bought near the market low in 2011.
Thank God.
And a job as a nurse at the University of Washington Medical Center.
I love the UW. I'm kind of a lifer.
Here's the deal. Eileen Donaher works the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift to dodge the heaviest commuting periods. Even so,
the commute in the morning, it's definitely about 45 minutes to an hour.
Giving her around a 14-hour workday, a few days a week.
We can make it work.
Donaher's lucky. She and her husband are living the life they chose. But there's rising concern that more and more people who work near the center of the city are being pushed out farther than they would choose.
That spatial mismatch between their work and where they live provides all kinds of stress.
This is Marty Koistra, executive director of the Seattle Housing Consortium.
It's hard on the environment, transit time, and really, I think, takes away from the opportunities that families have to live and grow and thrive together when so much time is spent away from home.
This is the story for some of Eileen Donaher's nursing colleagues. The Washington State Nurses Association surveyed its members about their work-life crunch about a month ago. Here are some of the responses.
I recently quit my job at Children's due to the commute being too much. It turned my 12-hour shift into a 14-hour or longer day.
I couldn't afford to buy a house in Seattle, so I moved to Renton. But I'm considering a different job because the traffic and time it takes me to commute to and from work doesn't feel worth it anymore.
Some nurses have to live within an hour of the hospital so they can get there when they're called. A nurse at Children's said she lives right around that edge.
Sometimes I have to sit with my uniform on and wait for them to call so I can dash out of the house exactly when they call.
Not everybody can live right next to where they work. When you're talking about these major metropolitan areas, we just think it's important to offer people the opportunity, though.
Marty Koistra of the Housing Consortium. The Housing Consortium works to find affordable housing for people who make less than median income, because this problem gets worse as you look down the income scale. But nurses are on their own because they're middle class. They can only get the opportunity to move closer if costs change or their employers are willing to pay them more. Turns out some pay raises might be coming.
We are staring in the face of a national crisis.
This is Claudia Faust, head of recruiting at Swedish hospitals. Seattle's in growth mode, so Swedish is too. But there's a nurse shortage.
We're looking at probably another 5 to 10 years of really serious competition for talent.
So Swedish has hired relocation specialists to find nurses places to live. But it won't be enough. Faust says it's even been hard to keep people in lower paid positions because of low salaries and long commutes. Faust says her job will be to
minimize the increases of the salaries that we're going to have to pay to get people to come and do the work that we need to do.
But in the Seattle of the next few years, any salary increase could shift the work-life balance in people's lives. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.